On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz, Pat Cassidy of the men's basketball team with us. Be blunt, how important was that win last Friday?
Oh, it was important to me at least. You know, Crookston's kind of the rivals, always been. I think only lost them once here. I can at least say, we got Crookston.
Losing skids can usually be lumped into a couple of different categories. One, injuries. Second category is, well, you're just not as good as the other team. Third category is, I'm not quite sure. That's really the category that you guys were in, isn't it?
Yeah, we lost a bunch of close games during that skid and, a lot of away games and the second nights of the, doubleheaders. You play Mankato one night, lose them barely, and then you run out of gas against Southwest. And so hopefully we can get those games back this weekend.
Like you said, the way that you guys had lost can't be too terribly frustrating because it's not like you guys were playing bad. But yet, that is frustrating in that, we're not playing that bad and we're still not winning. Was it hard keeping your chins up? Was it hard coming back to the gym every day?
It wears on you, especially during the, cold months of Bemidji winter. You just got to keep fighting. It's so frustrating because this is the most talent we've had since I've been here. So excited. We have the pieces. We're right there. And we're just coming up just a little bit short. So hopefully these last few games we can get it done.
Regular season's coming to an end quickly. What are the short-term goals?
To not lose. play spoiler, and definitely improve and work towards next season for the other guys.
Who's it kind of emerged as the go-to guy off the court? Because I know that you've had a few different guys on the court, but who's the go-to leader on this team?
Bryce really steps up. He wakes up every morning real early. He gets in the gym. He stretches. He ices his back. He gets his knees. He's shooting around and he's, watching film all the time. And, a lot of the younger guys can learn a lot from him.
How much have younger guys grown up this year through a little adversity? Because usually that helps.
Yeah, Zach Noreen, he's at the beginning of the year, he barely played at all, worked really hard and just kept going at it. Now, he's playing, got a bunch of minutes this past weekend, good quality minutes, he's a big kid, so three more years left with him, should be good.
On the court this weekend, like you said, you've played both of these teams. What do you think you can exploit in each of these teams to get two wins?
Talent-wise, they are whatever, but I know no one's going to outwork us, so we can outwork them, get to the boards, get the hustle plays, really just scrap and defend real well. I think we can get out a couple victories.
Good luck.
Thank you.
For more information on the Beaver men's basketball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.